prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the 20th day of May 2020, and I'm going to skip right on through the commercials tonight and tell you that you're in for a broadcast tonight that you're probably going to want a copy of it. You're going to listen to this very carefully. We're going to do our best to get as much information across to you in this little bit of an hour we can. And if we have time, we'll take a phone call next half hour. And there'll be a qualification for that. If you're one of the people that this conversation may help tonight, if you're one of the people that this conversation may be able to reach out to, and hope maybe you've been through the same thing our guest has been through, we want you to call. But I would like to reserve the line just for those phone calls tonight. Now, the only thing I'm going to tell you that's to save time, we'll be in the office tomorrow, of course, from 9 to 4 Eastern. We'll be here to take orders, say hello, whatever you want to do. And you can call us tomorrow in the office. If you don't have a long distance, you can call us toll-free. I'm going to give this real slow, so you can write down and call us if you like tomorrow at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. And if you can call a toll line, that will save us a few dollars every month. If you'll call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. All right, now we're going to get right into the program tonight. We have with us two ladies tonight. Now, you've never talked to Donna Carrico, but you know her husband David. He's been with us several times. She's on with us tonight. And also, a lady that she helped, her and Dave both helped, come out of a very bad experience in her life. We're going to talk to Nancy Bowser. Nancy was a SRA, satanically ritually abused from the age of 3 up to teenage years, I suppose. And she's got a terrible story to have to share, but nonetheless, it needs to be shared. Then we'll let, at the last part of the broadcast, I'm going to let her come on and tell, and let her explain to you how Christ delivered her through the help of people like Dave and Donna. And the folks, if you're out there tonight and you've been through this and you want some help and hope, I'm going to give you a toll-free number to call in a few minutes to give us your information, because we would like to help you if we can. But before we go to our special guest, Nancy Bowser, let's go to Donna first. Donna, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
It is good to have you, sweetheart. Thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I
know
appreciate
that you're... I know that you all stay covered up. I know you do. And with what you've done the last few years, you and your husband working with people like this has been miraculous. And that's all I can say. It's been miraculous. Now, let's say hi to Nancy. Nancy, are you there?
Okay. Yes, I am. Hi, Pastor Butch.
It's good to have you, sweetheart. I want to thank you for having the courage to come on tonight and share some of your story. I'm going to let you and Donna get started real quickly because y'all worked together now for a couple of years. Let y'all get started, and I want you to get in maybe some of your stories and share with the folks what happened when you started 3 years old, how this was brought on you, and then later on get on to how Christ helped deliver you. But Donna, you and Nancy, go ahead and get kicked off.
Okay, we talk about what we thought was most important, and of course the most important thing we want to do is give all the glory to our Lord for what he's
Amen.
Done in our lives. So
Amen.
That's the first thing we want to do. And
mm-hmm.
of course we're praying for God to help us to say what words he wants us to say, but I know there's a problem. A lot of people just do not understand and don't want to believe that something like satanic ritual abuse really happens. And there's a problem. Sometimes people get the terms mixed up. Like, there's the term called ritual abuse, and then there's satanic ritual abuse. Well, all abuse is from the evil one. All of it is from satanic. It's been around since Bible times when they sacrificed the children in the arms of that horrible pagan idol. So it was back then, and it's still going now. But the difference mainly between the two terms is ritual abuse is often perpetrated by family members, and then if it's satanic ritual abuse, it can sometimes be what's called generational. So it spreads from one member of the family to the others under their generations. But not all abuse is satanic ritual abuse. We classify satanic abuse different because it's usually done when the rituals are dedicated to specific god or goddesses. So that's the biggest difference, but it's all from the evil. And through our years of ministry, we have worked with a very bad case here in Evansville called the Blue House case. We ended up writing a book. We've done several videos, interviews, but the book that we refer to show people the difference in this is our book. We got a long name. We call it The Egyptian Masonic Satanic Connection. And the connections we found out is with a lot with Freemasonry and also the Egyptian mystery religions, and a lot of their symbols are identical. So anyway, we explain all this in that book. If anybody's interested, you can contact our ministry for that, FOJCRadio.com. That's Followers of Jesus Christ Radio.com. And Nancy will give out her contact information if she so desires. But anyway, we want to get into this as much so Nancy can share her beliefs. But just by way of filling you in on things that are done in rituals, because David and I have worked with many survivors over the years, and a lot of times these people that do rituals are self-styled, so they pick a little bit from one kind of cult. Some may follow Aleister Crowley. Some may do witchcraft, but they're dabblers, some of them, and some of them are really professionals. They know how to cover up everything. But they're usually highly organized if they're the more professional cults. But we've had people claim they've been abused on Masonic property and off Masonic property, in homes, in churches, in woods, in lots and lots of different places. But there's things that they do. There's threats, intimidations. Normally, they do say that they are videotaping the rituals. They use this to hold this over the child, saying that if you tell, then we're going to show people what you did. They're usually stripped somewhere along the line. They're made to feel vulnerable and unprotected, both physically and psychologically. Sometimes they're raped, almost always, in all different kinds of rituals with all different kinds of objects, given drugs. They mutilate animals, and they mutilate humans. They bury people. Sometimes they bury them in coffin, and then they put spiders and snakes and things and rodents in there to torture them. Sometimes they're made to be breeders. They are forced to be impregnated, and when their baby is born, it's killed and sacrificed to the devil. And there's also marriage ceremonies. and they're usually stripped and naked, and the high priest of the cult dedicates them to Satan, and then the child thus belongs to Satan. There are some states that have passed laws against some of these abuses, but very few, because when you mention satanic ritual abuse, they usually throw it out of court. So it's very hard to get prosecutions. But for about 40 years now, David and I have worked with survivors, and we've heard all kinds of horror stories. But we've also know the healing and cleansing power of the Lord.
Amen.
And so right now, I'd like for Nancy to come on and just share what she feels led to share.
Nancy, again, you make yourself at home. You know that. I told you to share today what you think you should share. And Def, I could just tell briefly how it all got started with you, who started with you, and go from there.
Okay, I'll do that. I've never really shared my testimony publicly before, so I will try to do my best.
Thank you.
Yes, and I thank you so much for the opportunity, and for David and Donna. I just appreciate you guys so much. I guess it started with me when I was about 3 years old. My uncle was, let me back up there. My dad's uncle, by marriage, was a 33rd degree Freemason, and so when I was about 3 years old, I was taken to his house, you know, and anyhow, he was tied in. Let me just say, it's difficult because there is no. Let me just pray. Can I pray?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Good idea.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just need to relax. I don't even know why I'm crying. I'm so thankful for this opportunity, Lord. It's what you have prepared me for. I know you have been calling me to share my experiences, and I ask, Holy Spirit, that you come over me, fill me, speak through me the words that need to be said. Thank you, Jesus.
Sure.
Amen.
Share that scripture.
Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath,
yeah,
Nancy.
You shared that scripture in Ephesians. Why don't you share that to start off? Because that's real timely here.
I will do that. Thank you. Yes, Ephesians 5:8-14. The other morning when I opened up my Bible, this was what it said. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord.
Amen.
Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is pleasing to the Lord. And do not have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Instead, expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things are exposed when they are revealed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. And, you know, just exposing them, this verse, for it's shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, has been twisted by Satan to make me believe you should not ever tell. It's too shameful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Jesus is really saying expose it. So, with that being said, I will do what he has asked me to do. Being at my uncle's, I'm just going to call him uncle, at his house, he began preparing me. I didn't know it at the time, of course, but preparing me to be married to Satan. And so the first thing he did was begin to split my mind. And he did this, and I'm sorry it's so graphic, but he did this by stimulating me very sexually until a very heightened feeling, and then causing intense pain. And that caused trauma, and he split off a part of my mind to be able to control and manipulate that. He called it Munchkin. I call her Munchkin. That's what she was called, Munchkin. He would call her out, and then I would not be aware of what was going on. She would be aware of what was going on. And in that way, he could control her. He could make her do things I would have no recollection of doing. And
you know, as I said today, this is interesting that this was in your mind a separate person, a separate entity. I mean, it wasn't even you. Now that's interesting how they can do that. But you go ahead.
Yes, it is. But it is me, and that's what God has been in the business of doing for the last 25 years of my life, is taking each one of those parts that has been broken off. Satan's very real, and his servants are very real. And
yes.
In Ezekiel, I think it's 13, but the Bible describes those people who hunt the souls of men. And that's what Satan's a soul hunter, and his servants who worship him dedicatedly, more dedicated probably than many Christians worship God, you know, they go out and they capture souls and they tear them in pieces, because that way they can control and manipulate and anyhow. So my that's one of the things that my uncle did. And my dad was a pastor of a small church, and when I was about 4 years old, he assigned a young lady, a college student.
Not your dad. Your
no, my uncle.
Your uncle, right.
Assigned a college student, young lady, to come to my dad's church, get to know our family, and then just before my fourth birthday, she asked if she could take me shopping. Well, because my parents trusted her and they had no clue, they of course said yes. And that was in, you know, like 1965. So people didn't, they trusted a lot more than people do now.
Right.
So instead of taking me shopping, she took me to an apartment building that was actually, I believe, close to our home. And we went down in a basement, and this was where the rituals happened. And my uncle was the presiding whatever, grandmaster, whatever. I don't know what they called him. But so do you want me to tell you what happened at that?
Yeah, I definitely would like for you to share as much as you can the so-called wedding ceremony when you get into that, and because I want to take the next half hour basically to get into the deliverance part. But tell them basically about a little bit about what happened and how it evolved into what it came into.
Okay, so in the ritual, when they first took me in, they did remove my clothes. They baptized me. It's interesting because now I'm looking back, I can see a lot of the things that they do in their rituals are perversions and the opposite of what we would do as Christians in our worship. And so they baptized me with urine and feces. And then there was a baby lying on a table. It was like a stainless steel table, and it was crying. There was sex that happened with this baby, sexual acts. And then they placed a knife in my hands, and my uncle stood behind me and put his hands over mine, and we stabbed that baby in the heart, killing it. And, of course, that was not my choice, and a lot of people who are involved in abuse of any kind feel responsible. Their guilt and shame is so huge, but of course that's not the case.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Donna. Go ahead.
Sorry. It takes so much courage to do what Nancy is doing.
Yes,
many people live their whole lives and are never able to share. It took me a long time before I could ever tell my testimony, but I just want to affirm that the things that Nancy is saying is not just her story alone. It happens to thousands and millions of people, and we've been hearing these things for years. So I'm just so proud of Nancy for being able to share. It's
Amen.
Very personal. And,
yes, it is.
and I will say here in this instance that something that really offends survivors is if you begin to tell someone you're sharing your life, and Nancy's right, you are. You're ashamed of it, but yet you know as a Christian we need to expose this.
That's
so,
right.
But what happens is you'll try to tell somebody, and one of the first questions they'll say is, well, how old were you? Like, if you were two or three, it wasn't your fault. But if you were a teenager and it was continuing, then it was your fault. But what people need to understand is that you're trained to be a victim. And once the disassociation starts, it usually continues. And even if you don't disassociate to the point where you form multiple personalities or dissociative identity disorder, as it's called nowadays, even if you don't disassociate to that point, usually the trauma is so severe that you do disassociate. And so then whenever abuse happens again, you disassociate again. And
now, that's a means of surviving, right? That's how they survive.
Yes, it is. It's a safeguard that God has put in. And what happens, your soul splits is what happens. Or sometimes it can be even taken over by devils or demons, as others call it. So, yes, these things are very real. And multiplicity is a very complex topic. And I do have a video that I did that Nancy thought it explained it very well.
Yeah.
And I have not got that uploaded yet, but I'm in the process of uploading our YouTube channel. It's recently taken down, but it will be up soon on Brideon.com, and I'll be having it up there.
Okay, great. And we've got about 7 minutes left in this segment. And Nancy, you were saying, you told me today that this with this so-called wedding service, that you did see something appear that they said was Lucifer himself, I suppose, at least one of his, we'll say his high commands, that showed up for the wedding. Is that true?
Yes. That is what I experienced. You know, in the spiritual realm, it's hard to know what other people experienced, but they did eventually dress me in a white wedding gown and put me in the middle of a circle, and then when my uncle came in intending to consummate the, quote, marriage, what I saw was that out of the circle, out of the ground, came a monster, is what I termed it as a child. But it was very large, and it was what I would say would be reptilian-looking. And it was beside Uncle, and then it just merged with him. And it is that I saw end up raping me, as Satan's bride.
Wow, that is phenomenal. That's phenomenal, and we have so much more to talk about. But I do want to finish up this first segment with this information. Now, you were involved with this. How long did it keep you captive in this? How many years?
Well, I don't quite know how to answer that.
When you started to have memories, you started to deal with it.
Yeah, the memories started coming back to me when I was about 29, 30 years old. And so what I do know is that the satanic ritual part of that took place several times, 4 and 5 years old. But when I was 5 and 6 years old, then things changed because Uncle began to take me to some MKUltra assassination school training, and that took place until I was 7. And there was abuse of different kinds throughout my life until I was about 17. Not all of it was in a satanic ritual setting. So I would say it stopped when I was 17.
Wow.
Well, so I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice here. just by way of explaining, and a lot of times when they do abuse children like this, they tell them that they're putting a bomb in their stomach that will explode if they tell. And also, the cult sometimes will form a personality that is suicidal the minute they start to tell anything. That suicide part comes out and takes over. So this is why sometimes people never forget things. Sometimes people don't have their memories until later. And sometimes it comes back in dreams. So there's different ways that people get their memories back. But
and that's got to be scary in itself. That's got to be unbelievably scary to just all of a sudden have these memories and don't even know enough to explain it.
I did think I was crazy, and sometimes I almost thought it would be better to be insane than for it to be reality. But what they did to threaten me was they killed a baby, and then they said if I told, then either I would be killed or my family would be killed. And I did have a part that was programmed to kill me if I began to remember or tell. And his name was Willie. And the beautiful thing is that Willie was watching. See, they're watching even though I was not aware of them. A lot of them were aware of me. And Willie watched me, and he saw what God was doing. He saw God's power was greater than his own power and greater than the power of Satan. And so Willie changed his name to Will He, as in will he kill her, meaning me. And when God brought Willie up, he just said, you know, I want to follow God. And so Jesus came to Willie, and Willie chose Jesus. He renamed him William, and William serves the Lord now, thank God. And
amen.
Jesus is the soul redeemer. Satan's the soul hunter, but Jesus is the soul redeemer.
Well, you know, so after all this, and you've been through this, and of course Dave and Donna can answer this question very clearly also, how prevalent this must be, and people don't even realize it. But you know what really breaks my heart, Dave and Donna and Nancy, is that a lot of the churches today don't even believe that the demons are out there, devils are out there. They don't think they possess people anymore. They think they've all been cast into hell or something. They don't believe that the devil's actually doing the same things he did thousands of years ago. That's what really makes me angry. Children are possessed by devils, and parents won't believe it.
That's true, so true.
Hang on through the break, Don, okay? Hang on through the break,
okay.
Please. Look back to the break, a lot more to talk about. If you've been a part of this, you need help or you want to share, you call 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we're talking to Donna Carrico, and her husband Dave is sitting by there, too. I hear him once in a while chime in. We're talking to Nancy Bowser, a victim of satanic ritual abuse, and as was Donna in her life also. But tonight is Nancy's first time ever sharing her testimony, and I really admire for that. And folks, I'm going to have Nancy and Donna both give that information, how you can get a copy of the books and information. Maybe if you need help, you can call Donna and Dave. They can help you. This is not a program just to fill the airtime. This is not entertainment. This is for real stuff. We are at war, as our theme song says. We're at war against a mighty, mighty foe that's purely, purely evil. And he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. And why believers in Jesus Christ don't want to accept the fact that Satan's real, I don't know. I don't know. I can't understand how they could think that anyone called to pull a baby apart in a womb and throw it in the trash can and say it's not demonic. I don't know how you do that. I just don't get that at all. But now, Nancy, we're going to get a couple more things in, then I want to get on some other issues here. But also, Donna, please give out your information about your website and everything, too, and do the same thing, Nancy. But Nancy, you told me today later on to meet your husband. And you told me that he has been a great help and aid with you through this.
Yes.
So you might want to share that very quickly. Go ahead and share that.
You want me to share? Can you repeat
that? Yeah, just share with people that you were blessed to have a husband who stood beside you and helped you through this.
Amen. Yes, he loved me through this, and he's sitting right here. I know it wasn't always hard. It wasn't always easy for him. It's been very hard, I'm sure, but he didn't understand completely the things that were going on, and yet he stood by me. Did you want to say anything, honey?
Well, I'll just say that I was at a loss at what to do on some of the strong emotions Nancy was feeling when she just break down and have a memory. And I just, the best I could do was be there for her and love her and support her and just be consistent. But we did have, fortunately, a friend who God gave extra wisdom. I don't know all that she went through, but she just held Nancy's hand through it. She was available day and night, and she gave godly counsel. And that she was a godsend. And that's partly how we got through it, especially in the early days. Later on, Nancy got a handle on it and had a plan, and God gave her a plan, and that made all the difference. But to start with, we relied on this friend a lot.
And unfortunately,
well, you know, by the way, folks, his name is Jim.
Yeah,
Jim. Yeah, and Jim, God bless you, sir, for what you've done, and you are a special man only by God to be able to do this. I can only begin to think that you were sometimes scared, frustrated, angry. You didn't know what to do. You felt helpless, I'm sure, a lot of times. But
yeah.
Thank you for staying with your wife and helping her get through this. You're a godly man to do that. Thank you. Thank
and I
you.
Do praise God for that as well, because, you know, even my David, he didn't know what he was getting into when he married me. He knew I was saved because he saw me get saved. But he didn't know what a mess I was emotionally. So, and I didn't really know it either because I'd hidden it and suppressed it for so long. Some things I didn't forget and some things I didn't get my memory of till later. But we do the best we can to help people substantiate what they do remember. And we don't want to get on here and claim that we know all the answers, because we don't, but we know the one who does. And so we go to Jesus, and
Amen.
He helps us to learn. And so I just wanted to thank, thank Jim for being there for her. And we try to be here for people, but we're only just a small ministry that God has moved into a big time sometimes, and we're overwhelmed. So we are busy, but if you want to get a hold of us, the best way would be through email. And we have, our website is fojcradio.com. That's like Followers of Jesus Christ, the initials, .com. And on the contact page, you'll see email there and our address and our phone number. So feel free to call and get in contact with us, and we'll do what we can. We have a book that helps a lot of people, and I have to say this. I don't want to take credit for helping Nancy as much, because what happened was God helped Nancy to process her parts and to know how to help them to integrate. Integrate is a very scary word for most survivors, because they're used to living life in an integrated way, and it scares them to think somebody's going to change their way of survival. So we prefer to use the term helping survivors to become every whit whole, because that is what the Bible says, that we should all be every whit whole. And so that's the terminology we use. So when we deal with people, their soul is split, and sometimes, like Nancy says, demonically infested. So we help to find the devils, get them out, and then we help them to give their jobs over to the Lord, and that's how they become whole. But Nancy was, everything Nancy told me and everything I read in her book just about was the way we had been ministering for years. So that's, the Lord just put us together. So Nancy, you go for it, girl.
And by the way, Don, before we go, do you want to give your phone number out on the air or no?
It's on the website, just they can do the contact page.
A lot of folks don't have computers.
Oh, okay. 812-473-3735. And always leave a message of your name and your phone number, because sometimes we can't get it off the caller ID when it's on a voicemail. So 812-473-3735.
No matter where you are, folks, if you need help, I would strongly advise you call Dave and Donna. I never met these people personally, but my soul witness with their soul that they are people of God and people of the Lord and trying to do what's right. 812-473-3735. Nancy, you go ahead and continue very quickly into wrap it up kind of as to how long and what more you can recall very quickly, and we're going to get into your deliverance. But just tell us a few more things that you went through and understood and saw. You say that they try to get you to go to assassin school, but you rejected that. Is that what
I
understood today?
No, for 2 years I was there. I couldn't reject that.
Okay, all right. And what did they teach you there? What did they do there?
Well, that was associated with, I believe, the MKUltra government stuff that was going on, and they just teach you there how to kill people, basically, it's all done through parts. So there's complete dissociation. It's mind control and programming at the deepest level, and most people, I believe, don't ever get to the bottom of that, that's like the stuff that's buried the very deepest because it is so traumatic. God, for some reason, wanted me to deal with it, and I'm so thankful when I look back, the things that I remember happening at a very early age, God brought those things to my mind first. They seemed horrific, and yet he taught me how to deal with those. And those things actually were not as difficult to deal with as some of the things later, but because I already had experience with the faithfulness of God, I knew God's word, I knew Jesus intimately, and he actually had given me inside my mind, because it was my mind that was fractured and tormented and in bondage to lies, Jesus showed me a beautiful, safe place inside my mind that was, it was like a tabernacle, and I could go there, and he would be there, and he ministered to me there. It was a safe place, and so by the time I was dealing with some of the deepest, darkest things, I knew how to deal with them. And I just have to say that, you know, in the middle of all sometimes chaos, I remember being in town one time. Jim had driven me in town, and I remember sitting in the car going, nothing looks familiar. I don't know where I am. I don't know who I am. And Jesus just asked me, do you trust me? And in my heart, I said, yes, I do. I have nowhere else to go, nowhere else to turn. I trust you implicitly. And I just had complete peace that passes all understanding. I know that he guarded Amen. My heart and my mind, and that I remember a saying by Corrie ten Boom, and she said, the safest place to be is in the center of God's will. I knew he had taken me to that place for a purpose, and it was hope and healing and deliverance so that I could be the woman of God he created me to be, so that I can share that hope with others. And that's what my goal is today. To give him honor and glory and share that with others.
Amen. And your website is Buried Treasure Unlimited, is that right?
Yes, Buried Treasure Unlimited at WordPress.com.
All right, Buried Treasure Unlimited at WordPress.com, okay.
Yes, and on that, you were asking about deliverance. One of the things that God gave me was a plan for dealing with the memories and emotions that come. This doesn't have to be for people who have gone through SRA. It's God's plan for dealing with, you know, emotions and memories that are difficult. And so if you just, on that website, look under SRA awareness, you'll see that plan. And then also, the Lord asked me, probably about 6 years ago, to begin writing my story, my life, in fictitious form so that people would be able to relate to it. And so I have done that. It's called The Soul Redeemer. There's three books in that series. And book one, if anyone is dealing with this type of situation in their life, this book gives the keys, the tools, and the weapons that God gave me to help me learn to overcome and to deal with these things so that I can be an overcomer. I have been a victim, I am a survivor, and I am an overcomer in Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Very well put. Very well put. Now, Donna, you feel free to share what's in your mind anytime also. We got about 15 minutes left. I want to get in all the can on this. But if somebody does call you, if the number you give out, if somebody does call you at 812-473-3735, very quickly, tell, how would you start dealing with that?
Well, I am a good listener, and so I usually spend quite a bit of time, if I have the time, with the person, just getting to know them and making them feel comfortable, because people usually don't want to share unless they know that you would understand. Well, I am a survivor of incest, molestation from both sides of my family, and rape, and this was from my real father. And I've written poems about it, and I've written a lot of, I have a little DVD that I have some of my testimony on. But when a person calls me, I try to make them know that I am compassionate and I do understand. And the first thing, of course, I like to deal with is if they have a relationship with Christ, because that's the foundation.
Amen.
For everything, is
that's
knowing
right.
That you can depend on Jesus. And so I try to find that out, and I always make sure that people know that I am not a professional counselor. I have no degrees. I went through lots of workshops, and I've read so many self-help books that I have a 3-foot bookcase that's full of them at the end of my bed, plus biblical help. And of course, I've worked with survivors since 1984, and so what I share is what has worked with other people that we've ministered to, and there is hope in healing, and there is hope for somebody that has multiple personalities. It is a process, and it does take time, but if you follow good sound advice and renew your mind biblically, you can get well, and you can become whole. We have several people that we have helped to become whole, and Nancy was helped by the Lord himself, and a few things from us too, but she was already on a good start by the time we met her.
Amen.
But
Donna,
amen.
Can I just interject here?
Sure.
You, Donna, what you gave to me that was a treasure is you gave me your understanding, accepted me, and you validated the things that had gone on in my life, because, you know, you tend to feel like you're the only one, even though you know there are others.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to you and you said, oh no, we've talked to other people, they all say, you know, they had hands placed around theirs while they were, you know, stabbing a victim. So, I mean, these kinds of things just really helped me to know that I was on the right track, and that was invaluable to me.
Well,
you know, there's no way that... Go ahead, I'm sorry, Don, go ahead.
That's okay. How we ended up writing our Victims to Victor book was because we were right in the middle of dealing with all these children and adult survivors from the Blue House case and other cases, and we're going, wow. And so we were looking for books, and we read all the Christian books, read all the secular books, and we thought, none of these really tackle this like God would do it in the Bible. So we set out to write a book for victims to help them to become, you know, victorious, because you are victorious through Jesus and what he's already done on the cross. And so we, you know, that's how we ended up writing that book. And then later on we ended up writing the Egyptian Masonic Satanic Connection, and it shows a lot of pictures of abuse. I am very cautious when a survivors want that book, because it depends on how far along they are in their healing before we would even advise them reading that book, because it is a graphic expose, and it will cause people to trigger, but it's also the truth. And that book has been around the world and on the internet, and it's been shared with a lot of professionals, and they've all said, yes, that's what my clients tell me. So,
wow.
It's amazing how similar things are. And like I said, I will not diagnose if you have multiple parts, but normally all the parts feel like they're comfortable in talking to me, so they usually come out and try to talk. So I try to keep track of that, and that's how I try to help people. I help
you know, it's amazing, too,
them,
The Blue House you talked about was right in the heart of the country, Evansville, Indiana.
Yes,
which
I've
come to read or hear somewhere. That's about the center of a lot of this demonic activity. But, Nancy, how many different personalities did you have at one time that you can remember?
You know what? I have not counted them. I started counting them, and I gave up. I would say probably, I'm guessing around 30, if you were to count the teeny tiny parts and the bigger parts. Some are bigger, some are smaller.
Some
in proportion,
are
it's
wow.
like if I were to see my life as a circle, cut into different pie shapes, my mind cut into different pie shapes, I would say that the part that I lived out of in my day-to-day life probably took up about 20% of that circle. The rest was off-limits until
God
got
it. Yeah, we have some diagrams in our Victim to Victors book that helps explain that.
Yes,
that is amazing. Amazing though how they can do this and split you off into different people. Literally in your own mind, you're a different individual, and control you that way, and in a sense, keep you somewhat sane because those places are not open to you all the time.
That's right. And some parts I created on my own because I think you said that earlier, Donna. It's a defense mechanism. And so when I was in traumatic situations, that's just what my normal defense mechanism was to do, would be to split off a part to handle it, or to find in my filing cabinet of parts one who could handle the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes,
that's amazing. And go ahead.
I used to laugh. I would say, well, you know, and by the way, people can have many, many personalities. I had one survivor that I worked with had over 1,000 personalities, but she is now every whit whole. And there are times when the trauma is so bad again in your life that sometimes you'll split off temporarily, but then you come right back and become every whit whole. If the Lord has done the work there, He will not let it continue. He will keep you every whit whole.
So amen.
And
amen.
People divide a lot of times depending on who abuses them. Like if Uncle so-and-so abused you, when that uncle abuses you again, you naturally go back to that personality. Sometimes they split according to their environments. Like they're one way at church, they're one way at home, they're one way at work. So that is the way they divide sometimes too. So different ways of division, but there's healing. There is healing. And we just can't stress this enough because there's so many people out there that just give up hope. Because I know people that's been to psychiatrists for years, and the psychiatrists normally do not know how to deal with the dark, with the spiritual. They only know how to
give drugs. They just drug them up.
Yeah, they give drugs.
Well, let me ask you a question. We're running out of time so quickly. In you and Dave's experiences, how many times have you run into maybe people that were not necessarily abused, but were demonically controlled? How many times were you in that?
Oh, wow. I never had answered that question before. How about you, David? You know?
How many people we've ministered to?
Yeah, better way to put it, how often do you run into people maybe that have children or even adults who have devils in them, but they don't know it, or they won't accept it, but they're there?
Oh, it's constant.
Well, it's every day.
Around here, it's every day. And it's been every day for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you say, there's very few people within the American church that even want to deal with it. And those that even try so many times, it's not dealt with properly. But, yeah, we live in a demonized society. Where
absolutely.
We're not getting the truth from our educational institutions, or political or religious. But Jesus is Lord, and He has the power to set free. Absolutely.
And by the way, we know
America's become a cage full of all manner of demonic activity. Go ahead, Donna.
Oh yeah.
Well, the problem is, you know, the churches of today, mostly the TV churches and a lot of established denomination type churches, they all have got so much of the world in them that you can't really tell they're really supposed to be following Jesus. And
that's
then
true.
They allow Freemasons and Shriners to be a part of their organization, of their church, and they're usually the movers and shakers, Sunday school teachers and deacons and people that put the money in the pot, so that keeps the churches connected to them. And then what happens is you have a survivor go in there for help, and they let them lay hands on them and transfer more stuff to them. So it's very frustrating because there's very few churches or ministries that really deal with this. And
amen.
We'd be happy.
I agree.
we'd be happy to help train people to the best of our ability if they have a sincere heart and a calling from God. You have to know that God is calling you into this ministry. You cannot do this unless God is calling you to do this.
Like you're totally sold out to it, too. Folks, you can call them at 812-473-3735. If you need help or want to help, call them. And answer down about the last 2 minutes or minute and a half. What do you want to tell the folks?
Well, what I was just thinking is I really want to encourage people to read David and Donna's book, From Victim to Victors, because they do an excellent job. When I read that book, I was just thankful. Yes, here's a manual that is extremely helpful. And I just want to encourage people, no matter what is going on in your life, Jesus cares. He loves you. And if you will seek him with your whole heart, he will be found by you. He will show you the way out of every situation. It may mean that you have to face some very hard things. I know that's, for me, the Lord showed me I had to be totally desperate and determined and committed to follow this journey, because following Christ is hard. No matter what you've been through, the world we live in, you know, we have to be that determined to follow Jesus. And when we have that kind of commitment to him and his word, he will be faithful to lead and guide us and heal and deliver us. And so that's what I
want to
say.
All right. You know, about the last minute, I want to tell the folks this. I'm on Monday night, and of course, it's Memorial Day. I'm going to take the night off. You'll be hearing the recording Monday night. I want you to know that up front, but I will be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. If you want to call and talk to us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Dave and Donna Carrico, thank you so much for being our friends and my brothers and sisters, and let me know you're out there. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Brother.
Yeah, thank you, Brother.
And now, Bob, you
Donna and Nancy.
You want this program sent? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, I just say I'm very proud of Nancy and Donna tonight.
Amen.
And I'm even proud of Brother Butch for standing up against the evil one. And I'm just very thankful for this broadcast tonight.
Well, this is a team effort. Now, do you want to send this copy to you by CD, or do you want to email to you?
Either way, any way you want to get it.
Yeah, email it, probably be quicker, and we'll get it out quick as we can.
All right. And God bless you, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you.
And God bless you. Tell your hubby I say God bless him, too, because this is a battle. We must work together in this. God bless all of you. And, folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow on the radio next week. So you all have a great weekend. Talk to you later, folks. Bye-bye.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.